Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
23 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio, and always great to catch up with Gary Moore. He's got a couple of runners today at Hawkesbury. Morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. You get a nice little winner the other day. Classic Jade finally broke through for you at Goulburn.
He was very impressive. Hopefully can continue on into today and have two winners today would be great.
Is he just one of those horses who's been a bit of a late maturer?
He has. I mean, when he ran poorly at Canterbury, he had a bout of mucus in his trachea, and so we fixed that up and he's come back. And he was very unlucky at Wyong on his start previous to that. So we went into the race with high hopes of him winning.
Mm. Now, today you've got a nice say, you think, Gelding going around the first over the 2100, and it looks like he's been screaming out for it. Brilliant mind.
He's been a bookie's dream up to now. but hopefully the fans can get something back today. He's trained on well. He worked very well last week, over 6 furlongs. He's going to strip a lot fitter today. Looks bright in the coat, and I think this is his race, John.
He's been stepping up, Gary. Has he just been looking out for further, do you think?
Well, you know, we always have these inspirations of running in a race like the Derby. I don't know if we get that far, but that's where we're heading. I'm stepping him up in trip to be able to run in some of the feature races over ground.
Gee, he's well bred.
Yeah, don't forget he's a three-quarter brother to Chris's mare who won the Queensland Oaks last year. Young Star,
Unforgotten.
Is it?
All right.
Young Star, is it?
Yep, yeah, Young Star, yep.
Yeah, well, he's a three-quarter brother to her, so he should be able to run the trip out today.
Yeah, she's beautifully bred. Just looking here now, but so you think out of a Danehill mare. So, yep,
but
he's a ripper.
Get another one down here at the Adelaide Magic Minden sale.
Ah, is that where you are at the moment?
Yes, I'm down here for the sale, so I won't be present today.
All right. So, what have you eyed off down at the sale? Have you spotted anything?
Yes, I've got about 20 on the second looks today, and I'll go out to the races, of course. Great meeting. Yep. And hopefully we can come away with maybe a nice study and a nice colt to bring home to Sydney.
What takes your eye first, Gary, the page or the physical attributes?
Well, if you listen to David Chesh, he said he's going to take the catalogue off me soon. See how I go without the catalogue. So that'd be... Well, I mean, definitely we look at the pedigree, but probably on type down here. And we're being lucky. We've bought two nice horses out of here prior with All Too Ho Ying. We bought him out of the sale, and I bought a very, very good horse by Good Journey, who ended up in Macau. He was a superstar there, especially on the dirt, who got an invitation to Dubai, but he wasn't quite ready to go, so he didn't make it. Mm. But he won over $1 million, so it's been a lucky sale for me.
Mm. Yeah, they often put a fair horse out of there. I suppose you've got to look at the page. You get a bit nervous when you see 10 foals, 5 race, 2 winners, don't you?
You do, but you know, people have bought on type out of Melbourne recently, so we've got to follow the trend, I suppose.
Now, speaking of beautiful breeding, Bonanova's Dream, but each choice had a Bonanova, and it's back after a let-up. It's had two nice trials. You got it in the third today, and you got a run.
Fabulous pedigree. I'm very grateful to the Hutchins family for giving me such a beautiful filly to train. Her two trials have been excellent. She's just been very immature. That's why we've waited on her. And I think she'll run very close to the money today. She looks in great shape and got a very good jockey in the saddle.
Yeah, well, the only run she had was back in October at Wyong, and she showed pace that day. She was up handy.
Slightly unlucky. Missed the start. Drove her a little too close to the lead and didn't finish the race off. But spelled well and looks a lot stronger this time around.
All right. Now, there you once today. Can you separate them?
I'll go Brilliant Mind to win. And Bonanova's Dream to be very close to the money.
All right, Trev, you could finish up with another double.
Would be really exciting running into the big meeting coming up, I can tell you.
And it would be going to the sales as well. You'll open the wallet and then let the moths out, won't you?
We sure are. We're sure going to have a go anyway.
That's it. Go hard or go home. Good on you, Gary. Good luck today.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for
you too. Thanks, mate. All the best. Gary Moore. Always wonderful to catch up with him. He's at the Adelaide sales today. It's a big day there at Morfordville. They got the Adelaide Cup on. And the sales, I'm not sure if they started yesterday or not, but Yeah, they every now and then you sneak one out of there that goes all right.